let's let this be part of it. That's fine.
Pee part of it.
Yeah, let's let this pee part of it.
What we're watching after this, it's either Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I kind of want to save Spanglish because Abby's busy.
Mm-hmm. Also, Abby should see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a John Hughes classic.
Okay.
Steve Martin, John Candy.
And we're also saving...
That's a family fun time.
City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold, aren't we?
And yes. Jingle Jangle.
And Man, Jingle Jangle.
I'm just going to pull Abby out
damn,
of that.
This goddamn docket.
Voice booth.
Of movies that we got.
It's awesome. We knocked out Doolittle.
Oh, boy.
And just real quick, review from the person who went to sleep. Chelsea, how bad was Doolittle?
Well, she... I described the ending to both Chelsea and Abby today. And how a dragon is constipated and has to have a bagpipe pulled from its ass before it can give them the location of the Eden's fruit.
And I said, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's legitimately what happened.
Mm-hmm. And then there was like a stick bug that was spying on the queen or whatever. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Jim Broadbent was bad in it. A bad
the
guy.
The only good thing about it. He was great in it. Was Keller showed me the original, not Eddie Murphy, but mm-hmm. the original musical.
Rex Mason?
Rex Harrison.
Rex Harrison.
You got the Rex right, though.
I don't know.
And I applaud the Doolittle team for trying to make it look like that.
Yeah.
It looked like the world you were building was cool. Yeah. You just didn't nail it, though.
Yeah. No. I think production design costumes, solid.
Yes.
I think the fake beard
effects bad
that Robert was sporting in the beginning bad effects bad, but the world and
the Welsh accent weird
very
just,
bad
just
all over the place
ADR'd
also that
just too ADR'd
and it's they just ADR'd whispering
and then just
I think he was probably doing it too quiet in the room. He was like, dude, the fucking mics can't get any of this.
I'll ADR'd. I'm RDJ. I'll ADR it.
Yep. I'm RDJ. I'll ADR it.
I'm RDJ. I'll ADR it. It's fine.
I'm already RGA'd.
I'm getting paid $50 million to do this movie. I don't know if that's how much you got paid. Anyway, and then to wrap that up, how did we determine Doolittle would work as a new movie, if at all?
We determined that the only way it could work.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We didn't have anything.
No.
It's hard to do. I think do a new musical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe make it animated.
Oh, yeah. But we liked the animation style up top.
We did, but true. I must say that animated animals talking to an animated human, it's cool, but you do lose a little bit of the appeal of live-action human talking to live-action animal. Like,
true.
That's true. That's
what
true.
Do you mean? Curious George.
Well, we needed...
Very appealing.
Well, Curious George doesn't talk in that movie, does he?
No, other than just sort of like little chimp noises.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah,
but still really cute. That's a good movie too.
It is.
I was talking
underrated.
About the children's PBS show.
Yeah, but then the movie that was like a spinoff of that with Will Ferrell as the voice of. Actually, the movie came first, and then they made a PBS series that was like the continuation. Will Ferrell voiced the man in the yellow hat in the movie. Beautiful movie. Just a simple, nice little, great movie for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to.
Oh my God!
Ba-ba-da-bum.
Speaking of great movies for little kids,
hey everybody,
and the entire family.
Welcome to the 500 Greatest Films Podcast Quarantine Bonus Edition Eps.
I think that maybe was exactly how you said it last time.
My name is Hector Navarro. Sitting to my left.
I'm not going
to
check.
Is the Wallace to my Gromit. I don't know. Is
you
the,
said
now
that
I
got
to do.
Showing the sheep one?
I'm the Lilo to your Stitch.
You're probably Stitch if you're anybody.
Really?
And then if the three of us here at this table, she's the Lula.
Yeah, you're Lula.
Of
were you trying to say Lula and you went to Lilo and Stitch?
That was the joke.
it didn't land for me.
Say hi, Keller.
I'm sorry. Lilo and Stitch is also an alien movie.
It's true.
That they didn't reference. They referenced every other one.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Keller, why don't you introduce our guest?
The Lilo.
To our Stitches.
To our Stitches. Chelsea Pine.
Chelsea. Hello. Chelsea, welcome back. You've thank you again for joining us for every Wallace and Gromit entry.
Aardman.
My fave, my pick.
Not every Aardman.
My fave.
Because we didn't do Chicken Run and Flushed Away and Early Man and all that other stuff. But we did everything that's considered to be a part of the Wallace and Gromit franchise.
Universe.
The spin-off Shaun the Sheeps now. We've got
everything's
got to
be called a universe now.
I know. And to its credit, this movie actually does go to space, so I'll allow it.
That's true.
I'll allow it.
It goes to an entirely other planet.
When they say
it started and ended.
Yeah. When Universal Studios was like, this is the beginning of the dark universe. I'm like, the mummy is not going into space. You know, if you get to it, Frankenstein's not going into space. Like, why
but
call it that?
But what if it's a symbiote that makes him
invisible? Are words hard today?
They are difficult.
I'd like to see Tom Cruise with a Venom symbiote. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
You can't get me. I can get you. You can't get you. You can't trip me up you. Like that. It I'll be like, pet me, dude. Touch me. I don't care. Do it. But then I could go like this. You're not into it. You don't like. All right. Well, thank you again, Chelsea. This has been a delight. We're now wrapping up tonight. This is the last movie. We're not watching like Shaun the Sheep, the series. We're not watching like Wallace and Gromit cracking contraptions, even though that takes like 30 minutes to
knock
out.
Even though Hector did.
It's on Amazon. It'll take 30 minutes. And
how much Shaun the Sheep have you watched now?
Just one episode so far still.
What?
I did order the other Shaun the Sheep or Wallace and Gromit like inventions or something. That I'm going to get through the mail, DVD through the mail.
Oh, cool.
We can watch that together. Nice. Because it's not streaming anywhere. Yeah. So I have Netflix through the mail, and it's the only way to live. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a way to live.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
You don't even get Blu-rays in the mail.
I opted not
you
to.
You can.
Yeah.
But you can.
Just a little more expensive.
It is a little more expensive. I don't just thought it. You were all about it.
Not for rentals, not for first tries.
Okay.
But in any movie that I watch on DVD that I'm like, I'm going to buy this. Yeah, I'm going to get the Blu-ray. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
So let's start with Keller. Why don't you grab, oh, is it cat hair? Mm. Keller, why don't you grab your phone and hand it to Sir Giles. Sir Giles, can you please join us over here, please? Thank you, sir. Giles is ready to read the little Rotten Tomatoes description.
Giles, sorry, are you ready?
Sorry, Giles. Rotten Tomatoes.
Giles, oh, are you ready? God.
Description. It looks like he's ready. Okay, hand the phone to him.
You don't
okay.
have to say tomatoes just because he says it.
I mean, it's, you know.
You don't have to.
Why? Why not?
He's not the boss of you.
Oh, I know.
We pay him.
I'm trying to be respectful. Do we? Speaking of,
he gets
thank you.
To live here.
Thank you so much. A reminder, we do have a patron and Patreon. And,
patron.
patron. And one of those things is that we pretend to pay in a made-up character that we created, Sir Giles. So
what are you talking about?
It's all helpful. So
he's
Sir Giles,
standing right the fuck here. You're going to tell him he's made up?
Sir Giles, can you
That's
please...
That's honestly fucked up.
Can you please tell us what movie we're talking about tonight to wrap up our Wallace
Dude,
and Gromit
stop
series?
Crying. You have to read this.
Kel, you want to talk
Dude,
to him for a
second?
Dude,
he didn't mean that.
Okay. It's can you okay. console him, please?
No.
Is he good? Is he ready?
No. I really hope so.
Okay, well, hand your phone over. Sir Giles, please, if you would be so kind, what movie are we talking about tonight?
A Shaun the Sheep. Movie, colon, Farmageddon.
If you could, we were just talking about Robert Downey Jr.'s whispers. If you could just speak up just a little and how problematic that was for that film. We don't want to have to ADR this.
Tell your things and then lie
no,
time.
Just I don't want a Welsh accent, Sir Giles. I'm impressed you can do it. But if you could just speak up.
Directors. Thank you. Richard Phelan and Will Becker. Becker? Becher. How would you pronounce it?
Becker.
Becca?
Yeah. You want to take it again from the top? What year?
2019.
What, take it from the top. We're taking it from the top, Sir Giles. From the top. What film? What's the film?
You said some fucked up shit, dude.
Okay, we'll get to that later, Sir Giles. Please. Please.
A Shaun the Sheep movie, colon, Farmageddon, 2019. Directors, Richard Phelan and Will Becker.
Perfect.
A Shaun the Sheep movie, colon, Farmageddon, retains the charm of its small hyphen screen source material.
Isn't that what it says?
That's exactly what it says.
Okay.
While engagingly expanding the title character's world. That's it.
That is what it said. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sir Giles. Really appreciate it.
I felt like I said it weird.
Okay. No, you did not. You're fine.
It's because you said some fucked up.
Okay. Thank you, Sir Giles. Thank you. You're not imaginary. You're real. Don't be upset. Okay, great. Thank you so much for letting him borrow your phone, Keller. Really, really good
it's
job.
It's always so sweaty after he holds it. Not after I hold it, but only after he holds it.
We're going to start with Chelsea. Chelsea, we watched a Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon. I have an idea for how Keller feels about it. I think I'm pretty sure about how I feel about it. How did you feel about the movie?
Jeez, Gromit! That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it.
At what point into the movie did you know...
Five cheese Gromits?
Yeah.
Did you know that you were going to enjoy it? At what point?
The thumbnail.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Why? And you, so it's safe to say you enjoyed it more than the first Shaun the Sheep movie.
Yes.
Why? Let's talk about that.
The thumbnail.
The thumbnail. The main reason I think is they're focused on a simpler plot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You focus entirely on this creature that comes to Shaun's world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple. Oh my and God, it's beautiful.
The last one was like, then he gets amnesia, then they build a fake horse, then they chase each other. That, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. You're absolutely right. It
takes us half an hour to get to the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one, you were saying, Kellers, you were watching it as soon as we got to the UFO of it all, the alien, even though mm-hmm. we didn't see the alien, like we saw a British guy and his dog interacting with it, running from the alien, being scared. So you were all in on Lula.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Lula.
So, well, let's backtrack. I think, so this came out in 2019.
In the UK and then 2020 in the US.
Okay, yep. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. we're flipping through Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Keller and
None
I.
of us will be good at words. I've cursed us.
It's okay. Fair.
It must have been as quarantine started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, there's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see it. And Keller was like,
no, we are watching this for the podcast.
Wait, no, you then it wasn't even in the beginning. It was like maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, we have to watch this. And he's like, no, you can't watch it right now. We're going to watch it later.
And you wanted to watch it because you already knew about Shaun the Sheep or just because
Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, well, I guess Shaun the Sheep too.
You hadn't even seen the first Shaun the Sheep movie.
I guess not, yeah. But I knew the character and yeah. I loved the world. And mm-hmm. I was like, this looks cute.
And you knew that this movie was new.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, we got to watch it. We mm-hmm. got to watch it. That's great. Do you think that you enjoyed it more having done all of this Wallace and Gromit's to now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I did.
I agree.
So,
aren't you so glad?
I mean, there's nothing, you know, you could sit down.
I said, stop.
Yeah. Not until we appreciate the history of Aardman. We have to start at the beginning, A Grand Day Out.
We don't have context. It
was Nick Park's student film. No, but it's what's interesting is like, I think I got to a point where with most animated movies, I can just watch an animated movie, done. A CG film, Pixar, DreamWorks, whatever, I can just watch one and done. But for some reason, the fact that we spent weeks watching all these movies, I got into this stop motion animation, mm-hmm. like state of mind.
I'm just
like
noticing
this,
how much better it's gotten.
Yes, yes.
How much better it's gotten or how much better it is than CG?
It's gotten and can be mm-hmm. than CG.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just so charming. But you're it has been cool to see from A Grand Day Out and how rough that was around mm-hmm. the edges all the way to now and everything's so clean. But then watching Farmageddon, you can still see some thumbprints, mm-hmm. you know, on some faces.
And they reference Grand Day Out yeah. right up top.
Right up top, right at the beginning.
We missed some of those references in the first Shaun the Sheep.
Were there more?
No, as in like we missed that they didn't exist. Oh, yes. So there were more in this one.
We had a longing for them. I'm still waiting for Wallace and Gromit to straight up show up.
True.
In one of these, you know, I don't know if they're in an episode of the show. I don't think they are, but like, they're just movie stars. We just love them so much. But at the beginning of the movie, as we're going past H.G. Wells, H.G. Wheels Auto Service or whatever next to a gas station. And it was like a TV that was playing A Grand Day Out.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little blurry. It wasn't super in focus.
And then it cut out.
But God damn it, I'd know Wallace's yeah. silhouette anywhere.
And Keller, you were like, I hope that robot from the moon shows up in this. Like,
didn't.
That would have been
similar,
cool. Similar. Mm-hmm.
Based on... Well, more Wally-like.
Little
then.
Wally.
Well, so is that. Little
short circuit
machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the robot anyway these days?
And
it's all going to be Wally.
Especially for kids, all these robots are just going to be simple square cube type. You know, that's the beauty of good character design. That's what mm-hmm. Pixar did. That's why when Wally came out, people are like, this just looks like Short Circuit. Like the two movies from the 80s, early 90s with the robot that's like, Johnny mm-hmm, Five, because mm-hmm. he had the binocular eyes type of thing. You know, and it's like, well, that's good design.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what to tell
recognizable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Grand Day Out at the beginning. But no, I think I got into like, I'm really appreciating stop motion animation and I want to keep watching it, you know? So it's cool to like go through all of these.
Yeah.
Chelsea, if you can think of it, what's your favorite part or moment from a Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon?
I don't, let me think on the moment for a second, but something that really sticks out to me is the glitter clay that is used. Mm-hmm. It is so subtle, but you just see the alien character's face up close and her ears move.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see the little flecks of glitter in the clay. It's not CG, it's not, but it's not obvious,
mm-hmm.
but it's super cute.
Yeah, and it adds almost like a Lisa Frank quality to mm-hmm. like the whole alien world.
It's
like,
oh man, this is for sure an alien. Yeah. Nothing else has been glittery thus far.
Yeah, no sheep are glittery.
No. Mm-hmm.
No farmers, mm-hmm. no British people.
No cheese.
No cheese has been glittery. No grommets, no Wallaces.
Mm-hmm. No penguins.
No penguins, no feathers McGraws.
Mm-mm.
Do you guys have an idea of where this lands in the ranking? Keller does.
I do.
Where does it land?
We can't do that yet.
Why not?
Because we all have to do overall thoughts.
Oh.
You're just skipping right over everything.
Well, you don't care about Keller's overall
There's a
thoughts.
Format.
I do care about
overall. You have to fit the format.
I just thought that Keller could weave that into, you
His
know.
Overall
I'm
thoughts.
Not yeah. a great showman like you are. I don't have the skills.
I'm not Hugh Jackman. Weave. I'm not Hugh Jackman.
I wouldn't ever say that you're like whatever that Ringling Brothers guy, whatever his name was.
P.T. Barnum?
P.T. Barnum, was Bailey, Ringling Brothers.
Did you watch that movie, Chelsea?
Greatest Showman? We almost watched it today.
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it.
Instead, you watched The Prom?
Yes.
It is nice. I have the list open right next to me.
For no
And honestly,
reason.
It's nice.
You miss it. The,
I do.
The list, like the list, like the 500 Greatest Films
yeah.
Movies list.
Everybody knows what we're fucking talking
okay,
about,
okay,
of course.
Okay. You miss it, huh?
Just kidding. Someone might have just jumped in on the franchises.
Yeah, that's true. I miss it,
it's
too.
Like, oh, they're not going to watch dumb, boring movies yeah. anymore?
We would have eventually...
God, there's some cool
listen,
stuff.
Listen, 4 years in, it gets good. You know? It gets good.
You just got to sit with us.
Yeah. What are the overall thoughts for a Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon, Keller?
It is the best Shaun the Sheep movie.
Mm-hmm. There's two, but yeah.
Easily.
But I think it's probably better than any... like season or episode of the show as well. Like I think
right,
it's
right, but that's for preschoolers, right?
Yeah, yep, yep.
I'd say this might be for preschoolers too.
I agree.
Which it's, is what's so great about
it.
I
say it's all ages.
I well, mean, all ages can certainly
I was getting to that.
Appreciate
okay, okay.
because
yeah.
I appreciated it
yeah.
and I'm not in preschool.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. No.
Do you
I'm
think I asked this question while we were watching it. Do you think you enjoyed this one more, Keller? Because you also enjoyed it more than the first one. Like you just said, do you think you enjoyed it more because now you're sort of like...
Knew what I was getting into.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I know what Shaun the Sheep is. There's no dialogue.
But there's also all that stuff we already said.
Like what?
This movie
different.
Gets to where
yeah.
it's going
mm-hmm.
immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, it's like, we have to go to the city. But first, we have to be celebrating that the guy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to the city.
You're right.
And then we'll go do this.
More episodic, more little vignettes.
Yeah. And
but this one...
did have a little bit of that. They mm-hmm. had to have... montages with pop songs.
They went to the candy store. You
the
know,
candy store, yeah.
The grocery store, and then she's eating candy. And
but it, that's like yeah. E.T. stuff.
Yeah.
You want it.
Yeah.
You love it.
It feels, because of the new character, the Lula character, the alien character, that the whole thing feels like one story. It doesn't, even though there's like B plots and A plots, and you know, the farmer's building a whole thing the whole time, and then at the end that comes into play, and it's a little separated, but it still feels like it's all one big
mm-hmm.
movie. Chelsea, do you have any more overall thoughts on the film? Positives or negatives?
I don't think I have any negatives.
It's hard. It really is hard to...
I can't really say many negative... Like,
no.
I don't have much negative to say
no.
even about the Shaun the Sheep movie.
Right. That's why they have like, you know...
Because it is exactly what it's supposed
what
to
it
be.
What it is.
Right.
Well, that's why they're in their 90 percentiles on Rotten Tomatoes. Because, of course, critics are like, it's great. I can say it's not for everybody.
But honestly, it's like...
Yeah.
No, how do you not watch that and like... Fuck me. How yeah. the fuck did they do
super
it?
Cool. It's
yeah.
super cool. Yeah. Yeah. Keller, do you have any more overall thoughts?
Now you feel, I feel like you're upset that
no,
I'm
not
that.
At all. Not at all. Go ahead. Go for it. I'm not. I don't mean for this to sound sarcastic either. It sucks now. Now I'm in a crappy.
Do you have any overall thoughts?
That's
any
not what
more
meant.
Overall thoughts? I'm just.
I like hearing your guys' thoughts, and it helps me figure
yeah.
out. You know, I think we're all three of us trying to, you know, coalesce.
You're talking
our
about my ranking,
mm-hmm.
and it is. It's Beat Out and Grand Day Out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think it's
but,
it's right there.
So Shaun the Sheep movie at the very bottom,
mm-hmm.
then Grand Day Out,
mm-hmm.
then Farmageddon,
mm-hmm.
then...
A Close Shave?
No. Then Bread Time.
Bread, Matter of Loaf
then
and Bread Death.
Time for Wallace and Gromit.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for me to do too, because
mm-hmm.
I fucking love bread.
Mm-hmm.
I made 2 loaves of bread today.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did. But I remember we all watched that one and we were like not in love with it.
No.
Like, it's good, but it's not great.
Not great.
It might maybe even okay.
And then we have Close Shave.
Yeah.
And then we have
Curse of the Were-Rabbit. Then Wrong Trousers.
Yes.
That's where I'm at, I think.
Yeah. Okay, then this is my ranking.
Okay.
I'm going to put a Close Shave above Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Should I pull up a visual so we can see what we're looking at?
But I will say I'm going to put this above a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
I'm into it.
You're going to put this above some Wallace and Gromies?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy because you love Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, you love it more than most.
Well.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up.
Now we made a second guess it.
Yeah, let's see here. This is not including Shaun the Sheep movie Farmageddon.
And I don't remember what I've said before, but I think I would probably do Wrong Trousers, Close Shave, Were-Rabbit, Farmageddon.
Then
that's honestly almost exactly what I said.
Oh, is it? You were just going back. It's really confusing to be going backwards.
Yeah. You were like, I'm about to drop a fucking bomb.
Here's the bomb.
I was like, we swapped one movie.
Yeah, I have my ranking currently, and I think I'm going to put Farmageddon. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm putting Farmageddon now at number four.
Yeah,
number
I think we're all the same. Yeah. We're just saying it in different ways.
I think Farmageddon beat out Bread Time for Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, number one, Wrong Trousers. We're all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. My number two, Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
You know what? Just for the sake of posterity, I will also say the Curse of the Were-Rabbit is my number two.
Okay. You don't have to try so hard on the words. If they don't come, they don't come. Just let them go. Just let them go. It's fine.
That's what that was.
It's all shorthand. See, I didn't stop myself. I did not stop myself. I heard it, came out bad, and I'm like, there you have it. There
guys,
it is.
This is what December 2020 looks like household.
I'm so tired.
We all know what we're saying. I had The Wrong Trousers, number one. Curse of the Were-Rabbit, number two.
Yeah.
A Close Shave, number three. Then I'm slotting in Shaun the Sheep movie Farmageddon, number four. Mm-hmm. Then I have currently Wallace and Gromit's Cracking Contraptions little TV show. Then I've got A Grand Day Out. Then Wallace and Gromit in A Matter of Loaf and Death. Then Shaun the Sheep movie.
I'm going to agree with that.
Okay. I just like pulling up this visual. And every time I do, I always think...
But I do think that Shaun the Sheep has great music. The little whistle theme is great.
So speaking of music...
Uh-oh.
They had some fun little Easter eggs references when the government agents captured,
or even just opening
the spaceship
Aardman logo.
Yeah, even that was
they did Close Encounters.
It was if it wasn't exactly, it was like echoing that, mimicking that.
Well, just the fact they went down the boom boom, you knew it was an obvious Close Encounters.
And then later they do that actual tone, when they're getting into their super secret government base. Then the woman whistles the X-Files theme.
Mm-hmm.
How does that one go again? Yep. Nice. I can't whistle. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, can I?
So there was... And then at one point, one of the sheep dressed up like a Dalek from Doctor Who. And then there was even a guy who had a scarf who came out of a porta potty, but it was blue, painted like the Doctor Who phone box. So just very British, just for the Brits.
Very British.
Mm-hmm. All of those references. Yeah, it's tough to talk about Shaun the Sheep Farmageddon just because it's great. Not that much more.
Character design's great. Introduction of new characters, great. All the space stuff is very cool.
Yeah.
The other planet's super cool. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful colors.
All the colors
Awesome. Would you two watch Shaun the Sheep, the series?
No.
Wouldn't go out of your way to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
If you were babysitting a youngin.
Yes.
Sure.
And they were watching it. Would you be like, change it? Or would you be like, cool?
I'd be like, turn this the fuck off right now. I'm offended. Why don't they talk?
Do you think that, this is a dumb question. This stuff still holds up for kids today, right? All of it?
Of course.
All the Wallace and Gromit.
How can it not? It's made out of clay.
Going back to 1989. So. Yeah.
Wasn't there only one problematic thing or something?
Well, I remember Matter of Loaf and Death had the female villain who was like, I gained weight.
Yeah.
And so now I want my revenge.
Died because she gained weight.
Unlike bakers. So she was killing them as opposed to like, go after the ad agency that fired you. Go after the Right? We talked about that. Yeah. What are you doing? And then mm-hmm. she got killed because she was too overweight.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Not great.
Not great.
Mm-mm. But all of the Wallace relationships with the female characters, with the women characters.
None of it's great.
No. No, none of them are good.
It's better in the Feathers McGraw. No, the Close Shave episode. Just because it's an evil robot dog. What are you going to do?
the evil robot dog was coercing that woman to like do bad stuff. And she mm-hmm. was like, I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that just about does it for us. my overall thoughts pretty much just echo your guys' overall thoughts. I enjoyed it. It's in the middle of my Wallace and Gromit rankings. I don't think I would buy it, own it, watch
really?
It again.
I would.
I don't know.
I would.
What if they did an Aardman collection?
I mean, but it exists on Netflix, so.
Now you're squawking. Now you're squawking my language. If they did
you
like.
You just said guawking.
Now you're guawking.
No, we're guacamole-ian.
That's what I'm into.
Hey.
Now we're guacking.
You actually don't like guacamole very much.
But now we're guacking.
Now we're guacking.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry that we have to guac now. You don't like it.
Here's the deal. I'm ready to guac. So if Aardman or whoever came out with like a set, like a physical.
Like a Ghibli.
Oh my God. Because mm-hmm. I have that nice Ghibli set. That's you like have the nice Ghibli set. All those set. Movies. If Aardman was like, here's every Wallace and Gromit short and series and film. Curse of the Were-Rabbits in there with all mm-hmm. the special feature. Here's all of the seasons of Shaun the Sheep and the two Shaun the Sheep movies.
Here's Chicken Run.
No, leave that out.
Why? No.
Just because it's all Wallace and Gromit and Shaun
no.
the Sheep?
No. Oh, you all want every- Aardman. Oh.
An Aardman
includes
collection.
Includes Flushed
We're
Away.
We're talking like the
now
Ghibli
that's like,
collection.
That's like a,
like the
that's like a Criterion thing. Yes. That's like a, whoa, that's like a huge, okay. All of that, every movie, Flushed Away, Early Man, Pirates, Band
Granted,
of Misfits.
I think they should do Stop Aardman motion only. Early days, Aardman later days.
Mm. Stop motion only.
Mm. So, but okay. So Aardman yeah. early days.
I liked
up
Flushed
to
Away
what?
As a kid. Also, did the DVD cover? Did you have that? And it was like the what's the glittery jelly stuff?
Oh,
it was fun.
And a DVD cover mm-hmm. that is fun. That's cool. I think Flushed Away was their first CG animated, mm-hmm. and I don't even know if they did one after that.
They did Arthur Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But that is definitely
They did
not,
Arthur Christmas?
They did, mm-hmm. which we could rent in 3D.
But also you said
I do
it's
want
not
to see
great.
It,
but that's just my own opinion. And True. I have a lot of high standards for Santa lore, as Keller knows. As Keller knows. I'll only accept specific lore from Marvel Comics that really explain and lay out.
Because you're a Jehovah's Witness?
That's right. So I need it to make sense. Mm-hmm. I need it to make the most sense.
Just like the church with Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes. No, because that church made no sense.
Oh.
When I got out of here, my science brain was like, get out of here.
Give me some logic to Santa Claus.
I reject this. I want logic.
So what's the one you like most? So what's your best Santa lore? You're going to say Klaus?
Probably, I liked it. Yeah, if it's one, if that's the story that focuses on Santa, if that's what we're counting, then yes. But I also liked the logic of the world of Elf. But there really isn't any. It's just very charming.
It's just Santa Claus, and it's like Santa Claus exists, and then you get on an iceberg and you say bye to Mr. Narwhal.
Bye, buddy. I like that.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
But Klaus like made some sense to me. Did you guys enjoy? You did like Klaus?
Yeah, I liked Klaus.
I liked it a lot more the second time too.
Of the Christmas movies we've watched in the last, mm-hmm. how
it's
many
better
weeks?
Than Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, we watched Christmas Chronicles and Christmas Chronicles 2.
How were those?
Not great.
I got halfway through Christmas Chronicles and I was like, woo, better than I thought. I'm down for this.
Okay.
But it was like, what, midnight? And then we finished the movie the next day and I was like, what was I thinking?
So when you get loopy at 11:30.
Yeah, you're like this is a good movie. Okay. Sorry. Let me just scream at everyone.
No, it's fine. We're all
it's
screaming
fine.
This
it's
whole
fine.
Time.
Okay, what other Christmas stuff do we have to watch this year?
We have to watch It's Wonderful Life because you've never seen it.
True. Ooh.
White, have you seen White Christmas?
No, I don't think
I
have.
Okay, we're doing that.
I want
we're already
that.
Doing that Christmas Eve, yeah, though.
I've seen Funny Face, and that was True. Great.
That was great. That's not a Christmas movie.
Hugely
but
problematic,
great.
But great.
We just watched Ted Lasso. That's Christmas time.
I mean.
It makes me feel like Christmas.
Yeah. It's just nice.
Yeah.
I posted a thing that it was a picture of Ted Lasso with Nate the Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the picture I put next to it was Superman and Jimmy Olsen, and I said, same energy. It's the same energy, you know.
I don't follow.
I know, and I don't blame you because, you know, there's no good Superman movie. But the idea of like...
And honestly, you're the first person to be like, yeah, this is the connection.
I am. And people agreed with me. They're like, absolutely, 100%. Because the idea is that Jimmy Olsen is supposed to be this young, sort of shat upon intern or, you know, employee that nobody gives a crap about.
How did he do it?
How did who do it?
He got us his comic books.
Exactly. because Chelsea's like, I don't understand what this is. And Jimmy Olsen and Superman used to be more important pop culture characters. Sneaky. I'm pretty sneaky. Pretty sneaky, sis. But all I'm saying is, think about Superman like Ted Lasso. Just like a good dude trying to do the right thing.
Great.
Honestly,
mustache.
Honestly, I think Ted Getting Lasso divorced. Is better than Superman.
Because...
just a better dude.
Because there's no good Superman story or movie. There's no... But at his ideal, Superman is trying to be like a Ted Lasso character, okay. Right? The character who shows up to a like corrupt or crappy world and people are trying to be like, well, what do you want? You want something out of this, right? And he's like, no, I'm just, you know, this is what it's about. It's not always about
help you.
Yeah, it's not always about winning. It's about we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. We're on the same team. He's literally said that. And then Nate the Great is the Jimmy Olsen character because nobody gives a crap about this guy. They poop on him. Even though he's really talented and got great ideas, and Superman comes in and respects him and takes him under his wing.
They poop on him.
They poop on him. Yeah, he's shat upon.
Just like that Olsen, dragon in Doolittle.
Get in here.
Lois Lane, quit pooping on Jimmy Olsen.
Olsen, get in here. I got bagpipes in my anus. Sure thing, Chief.
He's a dragon. He's a dragon.
Just don't get that.
Yeah.
It's Remember weird. When that was real in a movie?
I really have blocked out most of...
That
little.
Movie.
Here's what I remember.
I don't remember.
Jason Mantzoukas was a dragonfly.
Yep.
Antonio Banderas was in it.
The dog was great. Whoever the dog was.
That was Tom Holland.
Tom Holland dog.
His dog was Tom Holland.
Yeah.
It was a dog in glasses.
Kumail Nanjiani, ostrich. Oh,
great.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have all been given better jokes to say.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing that keeps tripping me up about Doolittle.
They probably only got them because of Dan.
Maybe.
I just realized that.
Because of Dan? Who's
Dan? The writer
Dan?
For... Yeah. The writers. Oh. They're like comedy people.
Oh,
UCB
yeah, yeah.
People.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But who got what? Glasses?
Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh. I'm like, Tom Holland got glasses
they,
in that
they
movie
got the,
because
they,
of Dan?
They got all these great people.
Comedic people, sure.
To be in it because of Dan. Because
it's the writer of... Director of Syriana.
Yeah.
Like
but
super
then, like,
serious
one of
war
the
movie.
People who worked on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
two writers, yeah.
So here's my question about Doolittle, and I kind of need help. And now I'm interested. I do want to watch the original musical.
We're going to watch it. As soon as this is over, I'm throwing on Rex Harrison,
sure.
Dr. Doolittle.
And I do want to redo the Eddie Murphy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm fine at some point, too. Because
and the third one with Kyla Pratt.
Yeah, who plays his daughter, who also inherits the skill.
Yes, which is maybe the only way that it is acceptable, unless you just find another kid who can't speak to animals.
Yeah.
The way they did it in Doolittle was dumb.
Yeah, where the kid was learning how to... Anyway, here's my question. Here's my question. Because this is what I was asking you guys while we were watching Doolittle. And I said, would it be possible to do a movie like this?
No.
Dr. Doolittle's talking to animals, but the animals aren't speaking necessarily with human intelligence. Like, if he's talking to a group of ants, all the ants are just going like, march, 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 or like, get the sugar cube, get the cube for the queen, get the cube.
It doesn't make sense to me.
So then here is my follow-up question. Is Dr. Doolittle discovering that all of these animals have a human-level intelligence, but they're fine being animals? Like, wouldn't that be an existential dread moment if an ostrich is like, I'm an ostrich, but I can think about things, and I know about my place in the universe, but I don't have rights, and I'm an ostrich? Like, isn't that... Do you see what I'm getting at?
You're taking it too far.
I am, right?
Yeah.
You're right. We should break down.
The dog who has glasses has been taught or explained by
Doolittle. What are the socioeconomic consequences of Dr. Doolittle?
Here's
how it works.
Yeah.
Only Dr. Doolittle can understand them.
Right.
And they can't understand
But
humans.
He can explain things to them, like the glasses on the dog, because the dog needed
glasses. Okay, Dr. Doolittle's a piece of shit who's not breaking down the food chain.
He
likes natural...
being the top of the hierarchy.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's not put that on Dr. Doolittle.
You're
making us warp the way people portray Dr. Doolittle.
This is all I'm saying. Dr. Doolittle sits this dog down and goes, hey, your eyes aren't great.
We've said Doolittle too many times.
Maybe this Doolittle, it's lost all its meaning. Doolittle. Maybe that's why your eyes hurt or you have headaches. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to check your eyes. Yep, it turns out you can't see that great. They're a little blurry. I'm going to give you glasses to wear on your face.
Do you want
to
know how they fix it? Like in the musical.
How?
Only Rex Harrison, only Dr. Dolittle can understand what they're saying.
I think we're past that.
Or say
that.
Anything back. The animals don't talk.
Then I think we're... No, I don't think that'll
we
work.
We can't do that ever.
No, because it's kind of like we're past Babe. People would go to a Dolittle movie expecting celebrity voices for these animals. Do you see what I'm saying?
Did this break apart when you saw Eddie Murphy's Dr. Dolittle like this?
Did what break apart? Like my
your brain
a little bit, because I remember the
so
dog
not following anymore.
Norm MacDonald.
There was a dog voice, but this is all I'm saying, Chelsea. If Dolittle explains to a dog, "Hey, I need to put these little pieces of glass on your face. Why? So you can see better. Why? Because they're prescription lenses, and humans develop these things." And the dog's like, "Oh, okay." And then if the dog keeps asking questions about the human world, Dolittle has to be like, "Well, yeah, that's called pollution." And yes, that's corporate greed. Well, there are people dying because, well, no, there is enough food to feed everybody, but it's just about they're not distributing it. Why? Well, and then you're giving a dog like a crushing awareness of the world.
So you're talking about Animal Farm here.
Yeah. I'm talking about if
too
you...
Too many cross wires.
If you were
actors.
To explain...
Okay, so you don't want a Dr. Dolittle movie then.
I think I want one more than anybody else.
All it's just going to be Planet of the Apes. That's all your Dr. Dolittle movie
because
is going
to
be.
Planet of the Apes, the apes are, when they get more intelligent, of course they're going to want to kill humans because we're the worst. Like the poor ape that was abused, you know, that level of like... So I'm
then
not saying,
it is the solution of Farmageddon, where they don't talk. We had a whole hour and a half movie, 2 hour movie with no dialogue.
If you get a charismatic enough actor, they can do it. Especially, I liked when Robert Downey Jr. was doing all the animal noises.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good and funny.
Me too. Yeah.
And I think if you find somebody,
I think you're
I know
right.
it's
I think
hard to do, this, and I think maybe you can do. He can talk to like the parrot for sure. Can talk.
Maybe
you're allowed a stretch in these fucking movies.
I know
you're like
that
no,
parrot
this
thing
needs to make sense.
That parrot thing frustrates me. That parrot thing frustrates so, me
just
because
parrots, the
mouth.
Well, parrots can actually talk, though.
No, they can. They can.
They
mimic
can mimic
words. They can mimic English words or words
that's
in
what
a
I'm
language.
Saying.
Right?
That's what
they can.
They're doing.
They can. But they also have in the world of Dolittle their own parrot language of
yes.
caws and
yes.
you know
yes
you know
yes
right.
Okay,
so,
get to the issue.
I think I figured it out. Because look,
what
look
did
at it
you
like
figure
that.
It out?
I know, hang on, Keller. Stop looking at me. We lost Chelsea.
I'm upset.
Involve her. Involve her in the. Here's all I'm saying, Chelsea. Imagine if you could.
Chelsea
talk,
doesn't want to be involved in this conversation.
Imagine if you could
She's
talk
out.
To Keiki and Shu, and they could talk back
can.
To you.
We can.
But they could talk back to you, and it's like a human level conversation of like you can talk to these two kitties. Would they be young? Would they sound like? Little kids. Would
They're
they
28
like
years
teenagers?
Old and cat years.
Would they? So they would sound like a 28-year-old. But then, if you keep talking to them, I'm going to feed you this. Why? Because this is good for you. Blah blah. You know, just explaining everything. At some point, are they going to?
They're no. Do you see how frantic Keiki is? Even if she could talk, she's not going to understand that it's.
So there's a
this
lack
goes
of,
back to your goddamn ants.
There's a lack
no.
of understanding.
Well, this is not important.
That's fine. There is a lack of understanding of the world. The whole when it's Norm MacDonald as a dog, just making dog jokes all the time.
Yeah.
That's
I see.
All it is.
Yeah, and that's Homeward Bound, and we're used to it.
All we want
is Homeward Bound, but with Eddie Murphy or a comedian talking back to the. Here, I think I figured out the solution, and then we'll drop it because we have completely lost Chelsea 100% for the Dolittle conversation. Make a Dolittle movie where one person. Dr. Dolittle is able to communicate with animals. We hear them talk back to him. They're celebrity voices. It's fun and funny. But then the animals keep telling him stuff that because he's now the conduit, animals come to him and they're like, or her or whatever, and be like, Dolittle, what the fuck's going on with the rainforest? How come whales are getting killed? That kind of thing. Like,
what do you mean?
Then,
that's humans.
Exactly. So then Dolittle has to convince the world, first of all, I can talk to animals. And everyone's like, you're a quack. You're just making noises. Secondly, they're saying that we're killing the world. Like, we have to do better. And that's the message of the movie. Is it by
do
the end?
Isn't
that,
that
is
what Eddie Murphy, Dr. Dolittle is?
I think so.
The new one with his daughter.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know
think
what
so.
That plot is, but it sounds like they would. It came out in a time that we were more progressive and that would be a theme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think that's what we got to do.
That's what Hector's got to do.
Hector, make the new Dr. Dolittle movie.
Maybe I just wasn't okay
with... Who are you going to cast? An actual British person.
I mean, maybe. Doesn't have to be. It could be also from anybody from anywhere. And I would set it modern day. So it could be like, you know.
You would set it modern day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because I want starfishes to be screaming at some person being like, they're killing the coral reefs. What's going on? Like that level of like just horrible, horrible truth.
So you want happy
truth.
Feet.
Yeah, I do.
But Dr. Doolittle.
But what? It really hits right. you over the head. There's a message at the end of the movie, Happy Feet.
It wants it to be Finding Dory.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if Finding Nemo, if one of the fishes could talk to one of the humans and then be understood, the fish would just be like, I'm looking for my son. And the human would be like, oh my God, I'll help you. Okay, what do I do? Like,
but they never get the sense of awareness of like, hey, did you know they're killing all of us?
No, but then maybe a human could explain.
True.
That's all I'm saying. You know?
Aquaman.
Because the fish would be like, why do you put us in a tank in your dentist's office? Well,
you look cool.
Yeah. And I care about you, conservation. And they go, what's that? Well, a lot of you are dying. I don't
know. So anytime anybody can talk to animals in any movie, mm-hmm. is this the issue you have?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But I think
when did it come to light?
I think the movies that
did
do
it take
well,
the terrible Doolittle to make yeah. you realize.
I think the Eddie Murphy Dr. Doolittle has a little bit of this because remember you were saying he's kind of a therapist in that movie. Like the animals do come to him with their problems and he has to like, you know, see if he
figure
can
figure out yeah. what's wrong with them.
Yeah. I just want it to be animal centric, not you got to save the queen because she's poisoned. I don't care.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's the only sentence yeah. you had to say this entire time. We okay. didn't have to go okay. through
all. All right, then we'll drop it.
Okay.
Anyway.
That makes so much sense.
I have a question.
That's
okay.
It. That's
question.
It. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Here's Chelsea. What do you want in a Dr. Doolittle?
Don't give a fuck.
Just kidding.
Yeah, let's just end that
another
franchise.
Another Farmageddon. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. What if Shaun the Sheep could talk?
Oh.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
how
no,
the
no,
series
no.
should end, is that Shaun should look at the... If it's like the series finale, like the last episode, in case it already doctor? Hasn't happened, he should just that's look at the all, camera folks. And be like, yeah, bye. Like, bye-bye now. Kids are like...
It's been great seeing
yeah.
all of you
yeah.
every week for all this time.
I don't like that.
That's yeah. the way Shaun the Sheep sounds.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a sheep.
Yeah. It's like a little American boy, not even a British
I'm
accent.
Shaun.
Yeah. I'm Shaun with a W. Everybody's been spelling it wrong.
You sound like Gingy.
Yeah.
Almost.
That's pretty good.
I wish I could do a good Gingy.
Yeah, it hurts my throat right now to do it.
Don't.
Well, that's just going to be... It's just about going to do it for us tonight.
Farmageddon's great.
It's great.
Do not watch Doolittle.
No.
Watch
don't
Farmageddon.
Watch Doolittle.
Farmageddon.
Or watch the Rex Harrison.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
And also, let's not take my child word for it.
Like, it might not be great?
Sure. I
don't
know.
Sure.
I don't know
it's
how
an
well
old
it
musical.
Holds up.
Yeah.
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 Could
it's
be a fun
have,
time.
It's going to have like Mary Poppins Chitty Chitty Bang Bang energy.
Yeah. I think Mary Poppins is the best out of all of those.
You haven't seen all of them.
No, but I just can't see it being topped. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I remember when I saw Peach Dragon for the first time as an adult. Peach Dragon. delicious.
You hated Peach Dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it, but then I liked the new one.
You like the new Peach Dragon.
With no songs.
You don't like the songs.
I like the remake, Apricot Dragon. It was better. Yeah, the songs were Nectarine okay,
dragon.
But I think that Pete's possessive dragon... is a movie that you watch when you're a kid and you fall in love with when you're a kid.
Yes.
But I think Mary Poppins as an adult, I'm still like, this is magical.
Enamored
with it. I think it's great. And I like the new one. Chelsea, what are your overall thoughts on Aardman, Wallace and Gromit, Shaun
oh, yeah,
the Sheep,
this is the end.
Claymation? This is the end. Hit us with it.
It's still magical and lovely yeah. and wonderful.
Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit was a huge part of my childhood, I guess, still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just lovely.
It's great.
Good art.
Yeah.
It's not just about kids' stories. It really is crafted amazingly.
Mm-hmm. Fun, funny.
Yeah, fun, funny. British.
British
as hell.
As all
lots
get out.
Of cheese.
So
love
damn
that.
British. Lots of
biscuits.
Tea. Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
biscuits. Crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
We should eat British stuff.
We should have some glue after this. You know what I'm saying? Cinnamon buns with the frosting.
Ew.
What? It's like gross cinnamon buns with the frosting. Delicious.
Why are you taking it back to that?
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's tasty. All right. That's just about going to do it for us. Keller, any overall thoughts on Wallace and Gromit? Did you enjoy going through these movies?
Yeah.
Me too.
Especially since it's been so long.
Me too.
And now I can really appreciate how fucking much it takes and how long it takes.
And yeah, man.
How good it looks.
Wallace had to walk so that
Fantastic Mr. Fox could run.
Lula.
Fantastic.
Could fly.
Lula. Lilu is. What's Lilu from?
I don't know.
Lilu and Stitch?
Nope.
Lilu. Is that Mork and Mindy?
Lilu.
Lilu.
No, that's Nanu.
Is that Fifth Element?
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you.
I knew I had it. It was something.
You did it.
And now that brings us to the end of the show, where we are going to announce what series we're tackling next. Now, at one point, we did say Lone Wolf and Cub.
And we are Dirty Goddamn Liars.
Mm-hmm. It would be great to still watch that series at some point.
It's on the docket. It's on the docket.
Six classic
gonna happen.
Samurai movies. I've been watching The Mandalorian, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I would be down to watch Lone Wolf and Cub. I've got some of the comics in the garage. They're great. I'd be.
We gotta get that Criterion set.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think Abby gifted it to me, I think. It's awesome.
Let's go ahead and say she did.
Okay, let's do it. And if you're listening right now and it was you, in fact, who gave it to me, I apologize. But I'm just going to give that credit.
Abby did it.
To
it
Abby.
It is a podcast official.
But we're not going to watch Lone Wolf and Cub. Instead, we have a very special plan, an episode that, if you're listening to this on the Patreon, you're going to be able to get to listen to it a week early, as per usual.
This will be the first ever movie that we will watch twice for the podcast.
That's right. Because we are embarking on the journey of watching every movie
ever made.
Ever made. Every movie. So we're watching 12 movies a day.
We're going to start with that one with the train coming at you.
For the rest of our life. We're watching every film, feature-length film, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, beginning with Iron Man. Beginning with Iron Man. That's right. Yeah, it's going to be nuts. And you know what else? I'm going to throw this at Keller right now. Keller. What? Still starting with Iron Man.
Now I'm going to have to, you're going to throw something at me?
You can turn me down. You've done it before.
I have.
You've done it before. I've been like, we're watching every episode of Firefly. You're like, no.
And now that is you saying that that is official and true.
Sure.
And confirming it on the podcast.
That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, when we watch that in 2038.
I'll give that up. But Keller, would you like to watch the MCU movies? None of the TV shows. I'm going to watch the TV shows on the side. I'm watching the TV shows on the side. You don't have to. But do you want to watch the movies in chronological order? It doesn't change it that much.
We have to watch a release order.
No. Absolutely not. I reject that. Cool. Now we're even. All right, great.
I see your rejection.
And I raise you.
Double rejection.
Listen, Keller, you know that you can't triple stamp a double stamp. It's been double stamped.
You haven't double stamped anything.
Double stamped.
You didn't stamp it. Stamped.
Double stamped. And you can't triple stamp that. So what I'm saying is,
fuck.
It's mostly the same as theatrical release, except for...
I'm honestly pissed.
Let me give you the number one reason why I think you're going to want
to
do it.
What's the difference?
The difference is we would shuffle around the orders of a couple of movies.
So Thor Ragnarok immediately
right before
going to Endgame.
Infinity War. Infinity. I mean, how perfect is that?
Instead of doing... So when are we watching Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Still in between Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
See, that's where...
No,
that's
because
where I get
the
my
last,
brain breaks.
Because the last... What's the last thing that happens in...
Then when
in,
are we watching Captain Marvel?
Well, hang on. I'm explaining. Because what's the last thing that happens in Avengers Infinity War? Thanos sits down at that farm after he just killed everybody. He's like, I did it. Like, that's like the last thing that happens, right?
What do you think we should do, Chelsea? And how many of these movies are you going to watch?
She's still pissed about the Doolittle conversation. She's still like, she's seething. An ant could talk, what would it care about?
What would it
atomic
care about?
Particles.
Atomic, it'd care about the queen.
Yeah, exactly. Long live the queen.
Yeah. That was a good Anne impression.
So let me clarify. You guys are doing all the Marvel movies.
Which there's like 23 or something.
23 starting
January.
Next episode.
That's right.
Okay, so what if by the end of this, the new Spider-Man's out and all of those other Spider-Men are in it? Do those now count as part of the MCU?
No.
Because that's a different universe?
Yeah, because it's like, you know.
Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Does this go back to when Hector would end a movie, pull the, or watch the end credit scene and then pull the next movie and then play? That's what you're saying?
What I'm saying is, instead of me doing that, I'm just going to let the movies do the work, but still following that sort of frame of mind. Meaning, what's the last thing that happens? Thanos kills everybody. What happens after that? There's an emergency broadcast system on Earth. Like, you know, and then what happens after that? Captain Marvel shows up because she's looking for Nick Fury. And then what happens after that? The next Avengers movie. But I'm just going to, when those scenes are attached to other movies, we'll just sit there and watch the movie. So the movie does all the hard work. You don't have to get up and pause and take out a Blu-ray and put in another Blu-ray and be like, okay, now this part happened hundreds of years ago.
But you're not going to do that if you do it in release date either.
Correct. If you do it in release date, it's just release date. That's all it is. Nothing special about it.
Let's do this. I think
it's pretty special.
Let's put it to the people. Oh,
don't worry. You're gonna win. Because
I'm gonna win.
Yeah, because when
people
I say
hate when you say chronological order,
because they don't,
that's not the real chronological.
Yep, they don't like my order. That's
really
right. Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my logical brain gets it.
Sure, and once I explain it, other people do too. Like, everybody gets it too. They just disagree when I'm like,
I don't disagree, but yeah. I don't know which way you should do it.
Yeah.
It's a flip.
I hard
a
and
coin.
Fast disagree.
Why do you hard you and fast disagree?
To be contrarian.
Why would you want to watch the movies in theatrical release order? Just to follow, like.
Well, that's following the podcast protocol. So.
Right. That's true. That's true. I just PP. Thought, you know.
Podcast protocol.
I don't know. Let me just kick some rocks here. I just thought that, you know, we could do it something
a
little special.
You got to stop bringing rocks inside.
But how
just
else
to fucking kick them?
Make my point.
You keep chipping the, like. Wall and stuff.
But I'll give you a great example. Just with the first couple movies.
Yes.
We could, and no matter what, we're going to start with Iron Man.
When does it start getting wonky?
It doesn't really. It just kind of moves some stuff around a little bit.
That's what wonky means.
You know? When does it get wonky? Well, it gets wonky with the second movie.
Immediately?
Because everybody knows that the Incredible Hulk was the second movie released in the theory, yes?
Yes.
But the Hulk movie does not necessarily come second in the order. It takes place at the same time as Iron Man 2 and Thor. But the last scene in the movie, it shows Edward Norton with control of his powers. But that was 30 days later, okay? It's like a month later, okay?
Doing the accent doesn't help your case.
It hurts it, in fact. But that is my example, is that, you know, they put out the first Iron Man movie,
no,
and everyone was like,
"We have to do that, and we have to do those in order," because we also are talking about the MCU, and we're talking about the rollout.
Right.
We're talking about how it was effective.
That's true, but
so
we can still have that conversation.
Retroactively,
we can still have that conversation while watching it in a way that might order it just a little bit more.
Okay, so we're doing Iron Man, and then what?
And then Iron Man 2.
What?
Because that takes place after. And the movie might even be incorrect. It says 6 months later, but it could be maybe a year or 2 years. But it happens after that. And then, after Iron Man 2, is Thor. Because Phil Coulson goes from Iron Man 2, and then he goes to New Mexico to deal with Thor.
I think this is already too controversial.
And then, it's pretty simple. Right, Chelsea, you still with me?
I think it's
going to
be...
Yeah, but I'm...
I think it's going to be riots in the streets.
But... In any case, if
flipped over cars,
if chronological order wins, we're not starting with Captain America: The First Avenger.
Well,
let's just say that. Let's just say that. Boom.
Why would you do that?
Mm-mm.
Because it starts with him not frozen.
Yeah, that's right. Because it bookends with scenes set in 2011, and so the whole movie's a flashback.
Okay, so you wouldn't watch Wonder Woman first if you were watching the DCEU.
Because it's weird.
This is getting complicated. Yeah. So
it's only because Hector made it complicated.
They did, actually. They messed it up. They could have had it simple.
They could have made the movies come out in the right order.
That's it. They could have been like Iron Man happens, then Hulk, then Iron Man. Like, they could have done
Kevin
that.
Kevin Feige, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
I don't know. But, you know.
Fucking amateur hour over there.
But they have specific reasons for reordering stuff. Like the Black Panther movie takes place right after he comes back from fighting in Captain America: Civil War. And there's reasons for that. He just lost his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to fight Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. That's raw. That's why that works for that story. They didn't want to say 2 years later. T'Challa, he would be fine. He'd be over his father. Or it moved on a little bit more, you know? So that's why they, even if that movie came out 2 years later, they're still like, bip, 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 let's go back 2 years to when he just lost his dad. Yeah. Now the story begins. Mm-hmm. Because it helps the story. So
we're watching it week by week. Where it's going to be fresh for us.
I know. I can't wait.
We don't need any of that 2 weeks later stuff.
If you're into it, later. I can have you read the tie-in comics. Some of them are cool.
I've already fucked with this so much.
It's so simple.
I need to see this new order written out.
Okay.
Oh, we are going to put it to the people.
You got it. I'll pull it up right now, dude.
No, not right now.
What?
No.
You sure? You don't want...
Chelsea is done listening you don't to us talk pull... about this.
You don't want me to pull up the I could pull it. I
Chelsea
think I
wishes
it right
she had dipped out 20 minutes ago.
Here it is. Bloop, boop, ba-doop. That's it. There you go, Keller. Does that help for you to see that? That's a movie.
I'm saying you don't got to do this.
Big ones are movies. Little ones are
not movies.
Are you
going to make us watch all the little thingies?
If you want.
In between?
You don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you write a whole article on this?
Thank you. Yes, yes you did.
And that's where the controversy started.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, actually, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
This people on the internet hate me for that, man. They really do. Oh, they really do. This
and
one
you
guy.
Add fuel
shall we
to
make
the
a
fire?
List?
Ooh, they hate me. Look at
actually,
that. There you go.
Now that I know that, I want to do it in chronological order.
But the chronological order that everyone hates, which is Hector's order.
Yeah, let's put lemon juice in those wounds. It hurts to put lemon juice in your wound.
Now we're guacking.
You said put lemon juice in those lemons.
These lemon juices got dried out somehow. Yeah. We got to put this juice back in there.
Overkill. Let's put some lemon juice in these lemons. In any case, the first episode, Iron Man, is going to come out January 4th. Monday, January 4th, if you're listening to this right now. But if you're a member of the Patreon, you get it a week early. What? December 28th, baby, 2020.
What?
Boom.
Christmas
Boom.
Came late.
Mm-mm. But early for some.
But
late,
still late.
3 days after.
Yeah.
But earlier than
this
a week
like, yeah.
after that.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve came early.
Each week after that, we're going to sit down and talk about the next installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, either theatrical release or maybe a weird wibbly wobbly wonky timeline that everybody's confused by.
Wibbly wobbly wonky timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think? Actually, let's just tell you what's going to be.
I was about to say, I hope it's Ty, and then we'll just go to Chelsea, the
Chelsea
tiebreaker.
Will make us. She'll come on the podcast for 5 minutes. She'll be like, I do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chelsea.
Do you want me to make the decision right now?
Please.
We're still going to put it up to a vote, but
yeah.
I do want to hear.
But this is going to lead the voters in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to hear from an impartial party.
I think that there's value to both.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
I think Hector overcomplicated his argument, and I think it should just be released.
I don't know anything he said.
I knew it.
I don't know anything he said.
I always overcomplicate stuff. See, what I meant was if the ants, if they have a brain, if you sit down, if you have a cat, if you can talk to a pig, all things being what they are, all things considered, okay, in the grand scheme, okay, in the macro picture, in the micro picture, if you think
what
about
the Chronicles of Narnia?
If you consider,
I think you could just turn his mic down at this point.
If you
and
consider
end
what, that's so rude.
Oh no.
Bye.
I didn't realize I had so much power.
I'm back. You do.
That was a good Sean Hayes impression.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, thank you again, Chelsea, for joining us on the Wallace and Gromit.
And sorry for the last part of that.
It's been entertaining.
It was awful. It's terrible. You turned me up so much and I have to be real quiet.
I like it.
I'm too quiet.
You sound like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Doing a Welsh accent. I hope that everybody who's listening has a fantastic holiday and is safe and that they can... see their loved ones digitally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the computer.
Do it via FaceTime.
Call them.
It's easier. Mm-hmm.
Great
number one.
Great excuse to Nazi family.
Exactly.
Best ever.
Mm-hmm. We're all just going to sit around here in our underwear.
Mm-hmm. Too busy.
We all got matching dinosaur pajamas.
Okay.
Ooh, you laugh it off like it's not true.
Yeah,
yeah, he's so
Keller,
ashamed.
Before we go, you have to let everybody know where.
You laugh it off like you're not wearing them right now.
Yeah. Well, I am. It's true. They're triceratops. I got little feeties. Keller, can you please let everybody know who's listening where they can stream Iron Man?
Everybody knows.
Where?
And it's going to be the same thing every week for the next whatever.
Mm-mm-mm.
True.
There's at least three movies that don't fit into that.
Damn, that's true. Okay, Disney Plus, y'all.
And somewhere else.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Netflix through the mail.
Thank you. Okay, you just say what it was then.
Okay.
You don't have to look at your phone.
I do.
You know what it was.
No, I knew that it was red, but I forgot what it was. USA.
Oh, yeah. It's Characters Welcome.
It's free on USA.com or something. Like, I don't know what that is.
They have their own app. Characters Welcome. USA.com. Characters Welcome.
USA.com has their own app. It's apparently free on there, and it's also on Disney Plus for subscribers. The first
Iron Man film. You can go watch Monk while you're there.
Yeah. You can go watch Wings. Do they still play Wings?
Did USA play Wings?
Yeah, like 30 years ago.
Are you just talking, like, originally they played Wings?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought Wings was an NBC show.
It was, but at some point I thought they were doing reruns of Wings.
Well, probably.
I don't know. Burn Notice.
Burn Notice.
Oh, you like Burn Notice?
I loved Burn Notice.
Royal Pains. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Psych.
There's some guy from Burn Notice that's going to be in...
Characters Welcome.
In a Marvel thing, I think? Mm. Upcoming?
The main guy from Burn Notice was in Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Campbell will probably be in the next Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, really?
He should be.
Yeah.
And probably definitely will be.
But
I hope he has a big role.
Me too.
Because I don't want him to just get a Raimi cameo.
Right. Because Bruce Campbell's in everything that Sam Raimi directs. So,
since he's doing the next. And he's the other guy in Burn Notice.
We should watch Oz the Great and Powerful. Is he in that?
Probably.
That'd be cool.
I bet he is.
All right. Well, we have to go watch some.
3D.
We're going to go watch some movie right now.
We're watching Dr. Dolittle.
The original?
Yep.
All right. Thank you again for listening. Have a safe and happy holidays. We're going to be back on the 28th, a week early for patrons. Otherwise, January 4th for the new episode, Iron Man. Go watch it on Disney Plus, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.